Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is shifting his focus from the ceasefire in Gaza to the war in Ukraine today. He'll meet with President Zelensky at the White House after suggesting he may not sell Ukraine U.S.-made missiles after all. Russia expert Beth Noble.
Presidents Trump and Zelensky spoke earlier this week about the U.S. possibly supplying Ukraine with something called Tomahawk missiles. Those have a much longer range than anything provided to the Ukrainian military so far by the U.S. or its allies. Now, these Tomahawks could potentially be used to hit targets deep inside Russia. And so the Kremlin's already said that doing this would be seen as an escalation of the war.
Kremlin says many questions need resolving before President Trump and Vladimir Putin go through with a planned summit in Budapest. CBS News has learned the U.S. has taken out the sixth boat off the coast of Venezuela in more than a month that the administration claims was carrying drugs. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, among Democrats, questioning Mr. Trump's newly authorized covert CIA operations inside the South American nation.
Small wars have a way of going awry, costing lives and dollars for our nation.
President Trump's former national security advisor turned foe, John Bolton's been indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents. Bolton chalks it up to politics. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
There are thousands of instances of classified documents that end up in former government officials' hands, if you will, or at their homes, and they're never charged.
At least four universities have said thanks but no thanks to a White House offer to expand access to federal funding in exchange for demands. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Those demands include no longer considering sex and ethnicity in admissions, capping international enrollment, and shutting down programs that punish conservative ideas. USC and Penn rejected the compact yesterday, joining Brown and MIT. The other five schools offered the deal have yet to announce a decision. Harvard, which was not offered the compact, says it ended its fiscal year with a $113 million deficit after the Trump administration froze $2.2 billion of its federal funding.
Sad news for rock fans. Kiss founding lead guitarist Ace Frehley has died. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer explained the band's jam.
Bigger is always better, no matter what you hear. Bigger is better. Everything Kiss does is big.
Frehley's death comes weeks after he fell at his home in New Jersey. Former bandmates Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons call him an irreplaceable rock soldier. Frehley was 74. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting outside the Tyler Dormer Community Center in Racine last night left three kids injured. Police say the shooting happened just after 6 p.m. A 14-year-old was shot in the leg and is already out of the hospital. A 16-year-old was hit in the foot. Another was flown to Children's Wisconsin for more serious wounds. Police are still looking for whoever pulled the trigger, and they want anyone who saw something to call Racine Police. Lots of cash is coming in for the 1st District Representative. Congressman Brian Stile is far ahead in the money race for next year's election. His campaign pulled in more than $890,000 over the last 3 months. That's more than 60 times what his Democratic challenger Randy Bryce has raised. Stile now has $4.2 million on hand, the most of any Wisconsin member of Congress. Bryce reported just over $8,500 available. Two other Democrats, Mitchell Berman and Gage Stills, are also in the mix for the seat. A 23-year-old Racine man is facing felony charges after police say he attacked a 17-year-old girl late Tuesday night. Officers say Taiwan Lee Jones was arrested after they found the girl unconscious near 10th and Center Streets. She later told police Jones, her ex-boyfriend, had hit her and knocked her to the ground. Jones told investigators the fight started when he tried to end the relationship. He's now charged with child abuse, substantial battery, and disorderly conduct. There's a deal on some cars, and they've got cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. Caledonia police are putting three decommissioned squad cars up for sale. There are two Ford Police Interceptors and a Dodge Charger. They're selling the vehicles as is through the Wisconsin Surplus online auction. To find out more or to bid on the cars, check out the Wisconsin Surplus website. Racine and Kenosha will have events going on for the second round of No Kings protests. People are gathering to show displeasure with the president. In Racine, a rally is planned for tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the corners of 31 and 20. Meanwhile, Kenosha activists will gather at Civic Center Park at 1 o'clock. And it's do or die for the Brewers tonight as they take on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS in Los Angeles. Milwaukee's down 3-0, so one more loss means their playoff run and their season comes to an end. Game 4 tonight starts at 7:30, 8 p.m. Pre-game will start at 7 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodgers Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
Well, we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the lower 60s. Still some showers around on Saturday. Best chance in the morning, highs right around 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Right into the personal stuff. I'm a single guy. I'm single and I just turned 50, which means I'm ready to cut a deal. Maybe you have a nut job sister-in-law you're trying to shove off on someone. I'll take a look. You know, whenever I say that, men laugh and women go, "What about Carol?" Every woman has a specific nut job friend. Think of, they're a single guy. Carol's due for release in a few weeks. What's the range on her ankle monitor? Please, I don't need help meeting crazy women. I've got that locked down. Trust me, I'm good. That's my core demographic.
The girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on. You know, you know.
Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Neil Diamond sang Sweet Caroline at a ceremony where he got a Lifetime Achievement Award. Despite his battle with Parkinson's, everybody said he sounded pretty darn good. Good for Neil Diamond. Wow. A study found 14% of people worldwide are addicted to ultra-processed foods like chips and ice cream. That's one in seven people. I think I'm in there. And because they're everywhere, quitting can be just as hard as quitting smoking or drugs. Now, I will tell you, I was not addicted, but I ate a lot of Little Debbie cakes for years. You know, just I like them. You know, I'd buy a box, and by the time I got home, half of them were gone. And by the time I went to bed that night, the other half was gone. And one day my wife said to me, you know, I think you're eating a little too many of these. So I stopped eating about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. I am down 26 pounds from just stopping eating junk snack food. Just not exercising more than just by stopping eating that junk food. 26 pounds. That's not bad. It's 712 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Right now I've got clouds, 59 degrees at Radio Park. And on the radio, got the Zombies. Time of the season.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show?
Famers, the Zombies, time of the season, 7:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, early morning showers possible, then cloudy with a high near 73 today, chance of more showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 60, showers tomorrow, highs 71, showers and thunderstorms possible in the morning Sunday, then just cloudy the rest of the day with a high near 58. There is a gradual clearing late on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 58 degrees at Radio Park. A video from an eye doctor in Newport Beach, California went viral after she removed 23 contact lenses from a woman's eye. How's that even possible? The patient was an older lady. Her eye doctor thinks she just kept falling asleep with them in, and the next morning she forgot they were in there and popped a new one in. She even said in her video that she thinks it might be a world record, but believe it or not, it is not. The world record is 27 contacts in one eye. Whoa. It's 716 at WRJN. Here's Pete with the beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The TV show Bosch has been off the air for a few years now. The show about an L.A. homicide detective played by Titus Welliver, who is not afraid to bend the rules, was followed by three seasons of Bosch Legacy. Earlier this year, there was another spinoff called Ballard that starred Maggie Q, and rumor has it there is a spinoff in the works for Jamie Hector, who played Bosch's partner on the original show, Jerry Edgar. The Bosch extended family is about to give birth again with a prequel series called Bosch Start of Watch. The show is in development with actor Cameron Monaghan in place as the younger Harry Bosch. Like its predecessors, the show will be set in Los Angeles, but in the year 1991, and focus on Bosch's character as an LAPD rookie. The show is currently in development at MGM+. The Bosch franchise is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. Fun universe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Clear vision doesn't have to break the bank thanks to Warren Eye Care in Racine. No insurance? No problem. Dr. Warren makes eye care simple with state-of-the-art technology and efficient exams. Glasses and contacts in about 30 minutes or less. And today only, you'll see some big savings. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and grab a $30 gift certificate for just $9. See better? Spend less. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BP Productions.
And Hospice Alliance staff members are focused on adding life to days. Their team is dedicated to supporting individuals navigating a serious illness. A part of that team includes trained volunteers who provide companionship, respite, errands, vigil sittings, and personalized veteran-to-veteran patient support. Now, if you'd like to learn more about becoming a Hospice Alliance volunteer, visit the Hospice Alliance website, hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, we love her. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
Flames, my baby loves loving. 7:23 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. We're talking movies in about 10 minutes from now with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Should be good. Yeah. All right. We can look for what am I looking at here? Early morning showers possible, then cloudy the rest of the day today with a high near 73. Cloudy, 58 degrees right now at Radio Park. I was looking at something. I don't know what I was looking at. Hey, you want a long, happy marriage? Yeah, this couple in the UK, both recently turned 100. They celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary. They say the secret to their success is having one small fight every day. Oh, and by the way, they still drink, too. That might have something to do with it, huh? 7:24, local news, timeless hits. The Wanderer, here's Dion.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, 'cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
Yeah, the Wanderer. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Want to make some money? Scorpion venom is the most expensive liquid in the world, $39 million a gallon. The main reason is it could be the key to developing next-level medicines that could help fight things like malaria, bone disease, even cancer. $39 million a gallon. I don't know how you get scorpion venom. It must be difficult. Because if it was easy, I think we'd all be doing it, don't you? Luke Christie, here's another guy we lost recently, too. Luke Christie, here's Lightning Strikes at WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop myself.
Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theaters coming up in a few minutes, but right now it's 7:30. Let's check news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting outside the Tyler Dormer Community Center in Racine last night left three kids injured. Police say the shooting happened just after 6 p.m. A 14-year-old was shot in the leg and is already out of the hospital. A 16-year-old was hit in the foot. Another was flown to Children's Wisconsin for more serious wounds. Police are still looking for whoever pulled the trigger, and they want anyone who saw something to call Racine Police. Lots of cash is coming in for the 1st District Representative. Congressman Brian Stile is far ahead in the money race for next year's election. His campaign pulled in more than $890,000 over the last 3 months. That's more than 60 times what his Democratic challenger Randy Bryce has raised. Stile now has $4.2 million on hand, the most of any Wisconsin member of Congress. Bryce reported just over $8,500 available. Two other Democrats, Mitchell Berman and Gage Stills, are also in the mix for the seat. A 23-year-old Racine man is facing felony charges after police say he attacked a 17-year-old girl late Tuesday night. Officers say Taiwan Lee Jones was arrested after they found the girl unconscious near 10th and Center Streets. She later told police Jones, her ex-boyfriend, had hit her and knocked her to the ground. Jones told investigators the fight started when he tried to end the relationship. He's now charged with child abuse, substantial battery, and disorderly conduct. There's a deal on some cars, and they've got cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. Caledonia police are putting three decommissioned squad cars up for sale. There are two Ford Police Interceptors and a Dodge Charger. They're selling the vehicles as is through the Wisconsin Surplus online auction. To find out more or to bid on the cards, check out the Wisconsin Surplus website.
Racine and Kenosha will have events going on for the second round of No Kings protests. People are gathering to show displeasure with the president. In Racine, a rally is planned for tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the corners of 31 and 20. Meanwhile, Kenosha activists will gather at Civic Center Park at 1 o'clock. And it's do or die for the Brewers tonight as they take on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS in Los Angeles. Milwaukee's down 3-0, so one more loss means their playoff run and their season comes to an end. Game 4 tonight starts at 7:30, 8 p.m. Pre-game will start at 7 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the U.S. government continues to be shut down, which means the USDA is not coming out with our milk reports. And although our government is shut down, others aren't. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And Katie Burgess, a dairy market analyst with EverAg, is here to give a look into what other countries are producing.
We are getting new production data out of the international markets. And it seems like in places like Europe, New Zealand, they have plenty of milk. And as we watch their commodity prices, particularly European cheese has got a lot cheaper over the past 6 to 8 weeks. And that's making the U.S. markets nervous about 2026 because 2025, the story has been record exports. And with potentially more milk coming out of Europe, there's a big question of if we'll be able to keep up our numbers.
Katie Burgess, a dairy market analyst with EverAg, giving us the inside scoop on European milk production. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some markets right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
From mealtime to snack time, Pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when Pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets closed yesterday. Everything was up as cash and new crop corn is up 5 cents at 4.21 3/4, and cash and new crop soybeans were up 4 1/4 at 10.10 3/4. December wheat closed up 3 3/4 at 5.02 1/2, with July new crops wheat for 2026 was up 1 1/2 at 5.40 1/2. Taking a look at those 40-pound blocks of cheese, that closed up 6 cents at 176 3/4. And butter, unfortunately, saw a loss down 4 1/4 at 162 3/4. And in case you haven't heard, we have a new Midwest Farm Report app. That app will have everything you want to know about Wisconsin agriculture, and you can download it on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the lower 60s. Still some showers around on Saturday. Best chance in the morning, highs right around 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
I think you should buckle your seatbelt, but I feel bad for the people in the back seat. They always seem like they're less important than people in the front. You ever watch like four people get in the car? People in the back just sitting there. No. People in the front are like buckling up like they're going out of the atmosphere, you know, click, click, clickety, click, 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 click. People in the back going, hey, what's going on up there? It don't matter, you're in the back. Your belts are squished down in those seats anyway. You'll never find them. Hey, wait a second, don't start the car. They're trying to pull them out. Give me a rope or something. I hate when you're driving and you pick up a friend and they get in and they don't buckle their seatbelt up like right away, but they will like 10 minutes into the drive after you have some goofy turn. Without saying to you, they'll just, you know, pull that belt down. You got a problem. album all of a sudden? So what I do, as they're looking down, I go, ah!
And it wouldn't be Friday morning without Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Dan.
Fresh from Hollywood. Whoa, are you hobnobbing with the stars, the studio heads? They're all cleaning their desks and getting their new suits on so they can meet with Brett. Whoa, that's pretty good. We'll talk about your Hollywood trip later on, though. But do you enjoy going out there?
Oh, very much so. It's a fun time out there. It's like a different world, obviously, being in California, being in Los Angeles, being close to everything. But fun to get kind of a beat on what's going on so that we can come home and hopefully get more people to the movies.
Do the studio send a limo to pick you up?
I do not. I Uber places or I take the coach buses that are provided. Let's just say that much.
So, no, they don't send you. I was watching I Love Lucy, and when Ricky was making his movie out in Hollywood, they sent a limo every day to pick him up. They don't do that with you?
Not so much. Let's just say that much.
No, that's too bad. I picture the guy coming, Mr. Hoffman, these Ted Studios at Disney would like to welcome you. Here's your limo for the week. But they didn't do that. Okay. That kind of puts a whole damper on it. I thought that's the way you would treat it out there, but I guess not. Ubers, huh? All right. We got a couple of new movies out, including a good... You got to have scary movies this time of year, and we have a good scary one to kick it off. Let's go to it.
Yeah, projected to be number one at the box office this weekend. It's The Black Phone 2. This is the sequel to the 2022 movie, The Black Phone. It's rated R, it's horror. It's got a 74% rating in the Rotten Tomatoes. Lots of people went out to see this one on premiere night last night. Mason Thames from How to Train Your Dragon and Ethan Hawke, they return in the sequel to the movie. Mason Thames plays Finn. He's 17 now. He's struggling with what went on in the aftermath of the first Black Phone, and then his sister has these dreams of the Black Phone and disturbing images of three boys being stalked by Ethan Hawke's character at a winter camp known as Alpine Lake. So you're looking for a good, scary thriller. The first one is tremendous, and this one looks to be that way, too. So go out and see the Black Phone, too.
At this time of year, never go to a place with lake in the title, like Crystal Lake, Arrow Lake. Never go, because there's nothing good is going to happen around Halloween at any place with a lake in it. I've learned that from all the Halloween movies, the Friday the 13th movies. What was that one? Placid Lake, whatever that was. Nothing good ever happens at lakes around Halloween, mm-hmm. So stay away from them. All right, next one is a funny movie called Good Fortune.
That's right. This one we are excited about. We actually had Aziz Ansari in with Greg Marcus. He's been on a screen with Greg promoting this. Aziz Ansari wrote, directed, and stars in this movie, Good Fortune, alongside Keanu Reeves and Seth Rogen. It's a life swap comedy. It's got an 80% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's really funny. And the storyline is kind of obscene as you'd think it would be. Keanu Reeves plays a well-meaning angel that swaps the lives of the struggling gig worker, played by Aziz Ansari, and a wealthy venture capitalist called Seth Rogen. And he does this because he wants to prove that money can't solve all your problems. But, of course, when he makes the switch, he finds out that, money might solve a few problems, and it might be hard to convince people of that. So, great life swap comedy here. Great actors in this movie between Keanu Reeves, Aziz Ansari, and Seth Rogen. Tremendous rated R comedy to go out to see this weekend.
Yeah, the trailer looks great on this film, by the way. Truth and Treason. This is a World War II thriller.
Yeah, it's a history thriller. It's brought up Angel Studios, and it's rated PG-13. It's about during World War II, there's a teenage boy that lives in Germany, and he's forced to confront the truth, and that's loyalty to his country or kind of living a lie. So he basically begins to question everything. And when his Jewish friend is taken away, he starts to secretly listen to banned radio broadcasts and launches a resistance to expose the truth against Germany. So historical thriller here, rated PG-13.
Now, After the Hunt. Now, this is not Julia Roberts. It's Julie Roberts. Am I right?
This is Julia Roberts.
Oh, it is Julia Roberts. It's just Julia Roberts here. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, Julia Roberts stars as a college professor. Andrew Garfield also stars in this one. She finds herself at this personal and professional crossroads in this thriller because a star pupil accuses one of her colleagues, played by Andrew Garfield, levels this accusation against him, and she's got to confront then some pasts of her own and her relationship with her colleagues. This is After the Hunt, and it's rated R.
You know, I have never seen a bad Julia Roberts movie. I'm thinking of all the titles she's made, all the thrillers. I can't think of one bad one. She always picks good roles, and I think that's part of her key. Of course, she'll always be Erin Brockovich, but she is a great actress, Julia Roberts. All right, the next movie is a Marcus Theater exclusive. Let's talk about No Packers, No Life.
That's right. Playing in Wisconsin, playing in Upper Illinois. So this one is a documentary. We just had a premiere of it 2 nights ago at the Majestic Cinema. And it's really fun because if you thought you were a Packers fan, you got to think again. This is a documentary about a passionate group of super fans of the Packers, but they're not from Wisconsin. They're not from the United States. They are from the heart of Tokyo. And they live, breathe, and love green and gold. They have 4 a.m. kickoff parties, and they do pilgrimages to Lambeau Field. And this is Japan's most dedicated cheeseheads. It's a fun, fun movie, and it really shows that it's just this amazing story about these fans of the Green Bay Packers who, in the movie, make their pilgrimage to Lambeau Field. So any Packer fan will love this. Any fan of Wisconsin will love this. Any documentary fan will love this. This is just a great movie and just a fun one to see. So go check that one out. It's No Packers, No Life, and it is on screen this week exclusively at Marcus Theaters.
Now, one of our hosts here at Civic Media, who we actually have on WRJN every hour, Pete Schwabba, he made a movie called The Godfather of Green Bay a couple of years back. I think it was in 2005 he made that film. Then there was another movie starring, and we mentioned that I talked to you about this the other day, and I forgot the name of the movie already, with the guy from Poltergeist. I forgot his name. Craig T. Nelson. What was the name of that movie? You remember? It was about the Packers, too.
Yes. It was Green and Gold.
Green and Gold.
It came out earlier this year. Green and Gold.
That was another good Packers movie. Yeah. I don't see many movies made about the Cleveland Browns, the New York Jets, New Orleans Saints. There was a New Orleans Saints film, but I don't see too many of those movies. I see a lot of them about the Packers. Good. Glad to see it. All right. We've got some movie news coming up. We'll do that in just a moment. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is joining us this morning, as he does every Friday. We have a lot of movie news straight ahead. But first, I got to tell you, the morning show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship. During this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, the fabulous flavors of fall continue to appear. O&H's sensational pumpkin pound cake is buttery rich and frosted with their smooth cream cheese icing. Also featured are pumpkin brownies. These very generous sized treats are all of family pleasers. So stop in and pick up several. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We're going to have some movie news for you right now. Why don't you kick it off with Kristen Bell?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting by the fact that Kristen Bell tells us that she's seen, she's read the Frozen 3 script, and it's going to be coming out soon. And when we mean soon, we mean Thanksgiving 2027. So look forward to that. We've been thinking about Frozen. We'll have a lot of news for this. Of course, Frozen number one, Frozen number two were tremendous successes. She just said she's seen the script. Production is going to be coming soon, and we've got about two more years before Frozen 3 comes out.
Now, is this animated, or is it live action?
Yeah, Frozen 3 will be animated.
Okay. So she's going to sit there in a studio with a microphone. Okay.
She will, but there's a lot more that goes into it, obviously. So, yeah.
Okay, before the break there, I was talking about, we talked about the Packers, how come nobody does things with other NFL teams? Well, that's not true. 1968, Alan Alda played George Plimpton in a movie called Paper Lion. George Plimpton was a writer, and he did a lot of the things he wrote about, and they got to play one game with the Detroit Lions. Alan Alda played George Plimpton in the movie Paper Lion. And the next year, in 1969, Charlton Heston played an over-the-hill football player with the New Orleans Saints in Number One. Both films are very good. They didn't do well at the box office, but they were very good. All right, got that out of the way. Jim Carrey, let's talk about him.
Jim Carrey. Well, it turns out that Jim Carrey could have been in Pirates of the Caribbean. So Captain Jack Sparrow could have been Jim Carrey. They were looking at him when they looked at this. It just turned out they were looking at Johnny Depp. I mean, the directors were looking at him. Everyone was kind of taking a look at this. Gore Verbosi was taking a look, and it turned out that he had other things going on. Jim Carrey eventually did not become, as we know, Captain Jack Sparrow. That role went to Johnny Depp. He did Evan Almighty instead. We also had, interestingly enough, Christopher Walken and Michael Keaton considered for the role. But think about that, what may have been. A Jim Carrey as Captain Jack Sparrow instead of Johnny Depp. Who knows if it would have been a $1 billion franchise that way. But
well, he's over the top a lot, Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I mean, Johnny Depp played it straight for the most part. I think Jim Carrey would have been too cartoonish in the role. He's great in other roles, but I think he would have been too cartoonish for that. And Jim Carrey, by the way, he said he's retired, not doing any more movies. Well, he's going to star in a live-action version of The Jetsons. So much for retirement. He's a good actor. But he is, he's kind of cartoonish and over the top. But maybe he mellowed with age. Who knows? All right. Keanu Reeves. Boy, this is interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So he is starring in the movie Good Fortune coming out. And news came out that years and years ago, when he was first in Hollywood as a 20-year-old, his agent considered and basically recommended him to change his name. So believe it or not, we might not have seen Keanu Reeves. And the name they were going to go with was Chuck Spadina. So think about that. Keanu Reeves switched out for Chuck Spadina. So, and Keanu went on to say, well, my middle name is Chuck, and I lived on a street called Spadina. So we kind of bantered that around. Eventually, they actually moved to an interim. He was called K.C. Reeves for a little bit of time in Hollywood, and eventually they just went back to his regular name. But it could have been this week with Aziz Ansari, Chuck Spadina. Instead, we've got Keanu Reeves. I think they made the right choice.
I had the story here, and I can't find it all of a sudden. It's here somewhere. Let me see if I can find it real quickly here. You talk about names and everything. I just had it here this morning because I used it, and now I can't find it. But I remember the gist of it. Michael Keaton, his real name is Michael Douglas. But the Screen Actors Guild has this rule that if somebody else has the name, you can't use it. So he liked the way Diane Keaton's name sounded, so he took Michael Keaton. Now, Diane Keaton, that's not her real name. She used her mother's maiden name, Keaton, because, again, she liked the way it sounded. Her real name is Diane Hall. And her nickname that everybody called her was Annie. Annie Hall. And that's where Woody Allen got the idea for his movie, Annie Hall. See, I remember it. I didn't need to read it. I remember it off the top of my head. How's that? Chuck Spadina. Sounds like something out of a cheap action film, doesn't it? Chuck Spadina. Exactly. He's going to kick the rock, Chuck Spadina. It sounds like that kind of name. Ugh. People say, is Don Rosen your real name? Yeah, that's the name I made up, Don Rosen. Yeah, that's what I took. All right, now you took a trip to Hollywood. Let's talk about what you saw in Hollywood. You got a sneak peek at a lot of movies that us mere mortals haven't seen yet.
Yeah, last week I was at the Cinema United conference. That's normally for movie theater owners and people that work in the movie industry. And we got a peek at a couple movies that are coming out this fall and this winter. So I can't tell you plot details or things like that, but I can tell you about the movies and tell you that there's a lot of good things looking forward to based upon what I saw. And one of the movies that I saw that I'm very excited to be talking to everyone about is Milwaukee-based, and that was Song Sung Blue. It's going to come out on Christmas Day. It stars Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson. They're playing the Milwaukee Neil Diamond duo, Lightning and Thunder. Many may recall this band in the 90s or this impersonation duo in the 90s. They were all over Milwaukee, all over this area, playing festivals and playing state fair and playing all kinds of things. Well, now they got this movie made about them by Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson. It is a drama. It's going to be wonderful, and I just can't wait to tell everyone about it. But look out for that, and I know there's people in the audience that saw these Lightning and Thunder play, and it'll be a special treat for them as well.
I've got a way of making you talk. We all do. We know what I can do. You know what powers I have, and I'll make you talk one of these times. All right, what else did you see?
Saw The Running Man, that stars Glenn Powell. That's based on a Stephen King book. Arnold Schwarzenegger did a movie quite a while back, but this is The Running Man with Glenn Powell. That's an action movie. Saw Eternity, which I'm very excited to talk to people about. This is what happens basically when people go to heaven. So it has to do with two spouses that pass away, and they go to heaven, and they have to choose how they want to spend eternity. But that may not just be it, because there are other people that might be up there that are from your past. So Eternity is coming out. This is an A24 comedy drama, and I'm looking very much forward to talking about that. And then next week, we're going to talk about a movie that I saw, Springsteen, Deliver Me from Nowhere. Of course, Springsteen fans are going to love this, but we'll talk more about this next week because it comes out next Friday. That's Springsteen, Deliver Me from Nowhere, and it really chronicles what he was trying to do and what he was doing right before he released a more folk-based album called Nebraska.
We got a big picture of Springsteen on the wall in the studio. He was a young Bruce Springsteen on the wall. It's part of a calendar, and it just happened to be up this month on there. Let's talk about some movie anniversaries out there.
So in 1990, so a little while ago, 1990, 35 years ago, two movies were released. I wasn't here to talk about these last week. So Memphis Belle got released on October 12th, 1990. I love this movie. It stars so many people. It stars Matthew Modine, Eric Stoltz, Billy Zane, Harry Connick Jr., Sean Astin. And it's this wonderful movie about 1943, a crew of a B-17 that was based in England. They prepare for their final bombing mission over Germany before returning home to the U.S. Great, great, excellent movie. Memphis Belle, go check it out if you haven't seen it. And then, you know, not really related since we've got Good Fortune as a life swap comedy, but this one was Mr. Destiny. So this is a what could have been comedy and movie. It starred Jim Belushi and Michael Caine. It's a guilty pleasure movie, it is, Mr. Destiny. And it's about a man who sees what his life could have been like if only he had hit the game-winning home run in the championship game as a teenager in a baseball game. And it just shows you that everything that goes on in life happens for a reason. You know, things that happen create ripple effects throughout your entire life, but things always happen for a reason. It's just a really fun look back at those things.
All right, some movie news here. Disney's live version, action version of Tangled is still in development. Looks like Scarlett Johansson will star in it, not as Rapunzel, but as the evil mother. Bradley Cooper's in talks to join Margot Robbie in the Ocean's 11 prequel. This will be, what, the 40th Ocean's 11 movie there, Megan? A Minecraft movie sequel's on schedule, coming out soon, 2027. Because in the world of movies, that's soon, right? 2027. Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ sequel will have a new cast, including a brand new Jesus. And Amazon's Melania Trump documentary will hit theaters on January 30th. Now, Halloween's coming up. What is the movie that still scares you to this day?
Let's see. Well, you know, I'm kind of a scaredy cat, so any of the Halloween movies.
Really? That scares you, the Halloween movies?
The first one, yes. I'm kind of a scaredy cat, so go figure.
Okay. The movie that scares me the most, obviously, is The Exorcist. But take that movie away, and I'm still frightened of the original Robert Wise thriller, The Haunting, with Julia Harris, that came out in 1963. This was the movie Robert Wise made between West Side Story and The Sound of Music. He made this movie, The Haunting. No blood, no guts, no killings, no murders. You don't see them. It's just psychological terror, and it's frightening. Don't the remake with Liam Neeson, forget about that. The original, 1963. Did you ever see The Haunting?
I did. It's amazing. I love that. When you go back to the classics, I guess I could have sort of thought about that, because you're right. That one's an excellent movie.
Okay, now, sequels generally get a bad rap, but somebody put together a list of sequels. These are three sequels that are good for Halloween, good scary movies, and they're excellent. Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn in 1987. That was kind of a remake of The Evil Dead. I love that movie. Aliens, not Alien, but Aliens, the sequel with Sigourney Weaver. Excellent. And I always thought Frankenstein was a better movie, but the critics always say Bride of Frankenstein was much better than the original Frankenstein with Elsa Lancaster, which was Charles Laughton's wife at the time. She starred as the Bride of Frankenstein. Didn't say a word in the movie either. All she did was make that scary face, you know, with the hair standing up on end. And also, finally, I have a list here of the scariest movies. With, I don't know if it's scary movie. We're talking about scary characters in movies. Every decade since movies began. You ready? 1920s, Count Orlok from Nosferatu. The 1930s, Count Dracula, Bela Lugosi. Although they say the Spanish version was better. The 1940s, Lon Chaney, the Wolfman. The 50s, Rhoda Penmark. She was from The Bad Seed, one of the original Evil Kid movies. Remember that with Patty McCormick? She was that little killer kid. And, of course, the 1960s, Norman Bates from Psycho. Michael Myers from Halloween. That sends you under the bed, right? You get frightened from that. Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. Candyman from Candyman. The Jigsaw Killer from Saw was the 2000s. The 2010s, Annabelle from the Conjuring Universe. And from the 2020s, Art the Clown from the Terrifier movies. Every decade has their scary people. So, all right, my friend. I hope I didn't scare you by mentioning Michael Myers.
Well, it's a movie I won't be watching this weekend, but there's plenty out to go see. So go check out The Black Phone 2 if you like horror. Go check out Good Fortune. Go check out any of the movies on the big screen, because we've got a lot of nice ones for anyone to go see.
And check out those Eisenberg hot dogs. They're pretty good. All right. Hold on, don't go anywhere there. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, 8 o'clock on the Noggin. Let's check our news, right?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is moving on from the war in Gaza to the war in Ukraine. He